And notice that he chooses the smallest of all cities, right? Of Judah. And this shows us that Jesus Christ came as a lowly servant. I mean, he was born in a manger. There was no room for him in the inn. And even aside from that, he was born in Bethlehem, which is a small little town in Judah. And so what we're looking at here is the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And this goes to show us that, you know, even though there's wicked rulers out there, there are wicked presidents, you know, there are wicked prime ministers and wicked kings, God can use them for his fulfillment. Because here's the thing, if that weren't the case, then he would just kill him right off the bat. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people who are thinking, why is God permitting Biden to live? He's such a wicked idiot. You know, he says so many stupid things. He's leading our country down the toilet. Why is God permitting it? Well, I'll tell you why. Because of the fact that I'm sure there's a purpose behind it. And the reality is this, is that God's judging the United States of America, and Biden is proof of that. You know, one of the greatest judgments that we can get is to get a wicked leader ruling over us. I mean, that's exactly what he did to his people in the Old Testament, is that when they were straying away from God and disobeying God or being rebellious towards God, he would allow a foreign oppressor to come and oppress them and afflict them as a means of a punishment. He said, well, what can we do to change that? Do we have to vote in the right person? No, you got to turn from your wicked ways. The nation needs to turn from its wicked ways and seek after the Lord and serve God, and God would heal our land. But obviously, that's not going to happen. It's already too late for that. Well, this is Christmas sermon. What am I? Christmas is wonderful, and it's beautiful. But this is fact. But you know, Caesar Augustus, even though he's burning in hell today, was used by God to put forth that decree in order to force Joseph to go back to Bethlehem and fulfill Bible prophecy. And Caesar Augustus didn't even know that. He's like, I'm about to make more money. You know, he's worried about his political things and what he's doing and fulfilling that, whereas God used that little action that he took in order to fulfill Bible prophecy. The Bible says in Psalm 75, verse 6, you don't have to turn there, for promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another, the Bible says. And the reality is this, is that God can easily take one ruler away and add another ruler according to his purposes. And when you study like Roman history, for example, Julius Caesar, which is obviously, you know, he was the dictator. He made himself the dictator. You know, you kind of wonder, why did God permit this man to do these exploits and do these crazy things that he did? But there's a purpose behind it. There's always a purpose behind it. God was always looking towards the future and how even an administration such as big as that, he can use one element or one factor of that administration to fulfill some sort of biblical prophecy. Even if it means just to build a road to get missionaries to go preach the gospel to someone. That's how important that is to God. Okay.